Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Little Van Halen bringing us back. We're jumping into the new year here on the Small Business Advocate Show. We got a new friend. Carla Caldwell is joining us right now. Carla is the U.S. training manager for the relatively new company Zero. And she's here to talk to us about something that we all need a little bit of help with. Carla Caldwell, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
It's good to have you here. So one of the things that's probably the most critical area of any small business, and I mean the most critical part of operating a small business, is probably the most neglected part of most small businesses, and that's their accounting and their financial management. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. There are so many people out there who kind of fly by the seat of their pants, and they really need a system that's easily accessible, that they can find out who owes them money, who they owe money to, and look at where their profitability is so that they can make good business decisions and direct their business to do the things that it needs to do to make them more money. That's
when I started doing my show in 97, Carla, 50% of small businesses were out of business in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
The most recent number I saw was that 50% of small businesses who start up are out of business in 4 years. That's a 20% increase in mortality, Carla.
Yeah.
And I believe that if we could show small business owners how the difference between cash and accounting, if we could get them on and get them to be disciplined about their accounting and their mm-hmm. financial management, two things would happen. Number one, a lot of people wouldn't start a business because they'd realize they're never going to make it on the capital they have. And number two, the people who do start, I believe we could cut those failures in half. What do you think?
I totally agree. And they need to have a system that's going to be allowing them to access at any time and anywhere. And that's exactly what Zero provides. And having a system that's easy to use, that's not all accounting jargon,
right,
that's so intimidating for small business owners. A system that's really easy to use is important.
Well, see, that's part of the issue. Because as you know, we start out as entrepreneurs, not as accountants. And so accounting is not only is it not fun, it's not sexy, it's also not something most of us don't know much about. And historically, the accounting systems, the accounting infrastructure that we have is not really all that intuitive for most folks. And that's the reason why in the last few years, a lot of new programs have been made available. You guys have one. There are others out there that make it to the point where small business owners almost basically have no excuse for not getting their accounting and their financial business to get squared away. What do you think?
That's for sure. And when I've taught Zero around the country over the past year, one of the things that I keep hearing is that this is almost fun. People get excited about it because they feel like they're playing Tetris as they're doing their bank reconciliation.
See, that's kind of hard to believe there, Carla. I'm gonna call you on that one a little bit. I mean, accounting is fun. Come on.
I tell you, it is. It's crazy. We were just talking about this the other day with another influencer in the industry that said, you know, she's never had anybody ask them for a Zero T-shirt before, for a T-shirt for another accounting system, and here they are begging to have one for Zero, right, because they're really excited. It's changing the way people are doing business.
Let's talk about some
smartphones.
Let's talk about some new resolutions. Streamline your 1099. Tell us about that.
Well, basically, what we need to do is ensure that we're complying. There's been a lot of laws and a lot of regulations that are going on, and small business owners don't want to have to do all the difficult things that are out there. And so having a system that's going to help them create their 1099s, file them properly, be able to e-file. Who wants to sit around and stuff envelopes and mail those out?
Right.
So being able to make sure that you can get those 1099s done, and what we've done is integrated with Track 1099, so those are completely done e-file.
When is the 1099 date? When do they do?
Those are due January 30th, and so those need to be taken
care of each month. Isn't that the same time that the W-2s are due?
Yep. All of that stuff.
So W-2s and 1099s all do at the same time, folks. You got till the end of the month.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. So getting that taken care of is really important. So
there are programs. Yours is one of them that will help you streamline that. And so, folks, if you haven't started before, I mean, you need some help with this. You need to. Does your company work with? I know you guys work with accounting professionals, right? So, I mean, do you still recommend small business owners have a CPA, don't you?
Absolutely. And that's one of the resolutions that I think we need to talk about is really treating the accountant like the advisor. That's really important for them to have that relationship and collaborate with their accountant. The accountant has a lot of business knowledge to impart on small business owners and to really help them have a better business. So this is one of those areas.
You know, one of my long-range goals as a business owner was to be able to get my business to the point where I could afford to have somebody else do my taxes and my accounting. And I'm going to tell you something. That was a red letter day in my life when I was able to hire somebody and say, here, you do this.
Yeah.
And now I'm not really talking about managing the day-to-day accounting of the company.
Right.
But helping us reconcile things and in doing our taxes, I would rather you just take me out and shoot me as to do a tax return.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, and so
totally understand
so folks,
that.
You need to you so what you're saying is get smarter with the new accounting capability that companies have, like your company, like Xero. Get smarter, get better, use these things. It'll make you a lot better. You'll be a lot more up to date. But also incorporate that activity. Bring in a partner from the accounting profession to sort of check behind you, to keep you up to date, and also probably just to do your taxes, right?
Definitely. And with Xero, we don't pay extra to have you in there and the small business owner in there and the accountant in there. And they can be in there at the same time because it's all completely cloud-based.
Give us your website, Carla.
It's Xero.com, Xero.com.
Xero.com. Check it out, folks. We're going to talk about the cloud, doing all this in the cloud in the next segment, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.